Hi everyone, Drew Prode here. Today, I'm going to walk you through a super simple hack that can help you dramatically improve your blood sugar and overall metabolic health. All right, what's this game-changing hack? I recently had on Jesse Inchauspe, aka the Glucose Goddess, on my podcast to talk about her new book, How to Be a Glucose Goddess. In her book, which is amazing, by the way, absolutely one of my top favorite books released this year, Jesse walks the reader through countless pieces of advice and practical tips that anyone can do to improve their blood sugar without having to follow an extremely restrictive diet. And her whole approach inside the book is, how can you enjoy the foods you love, make changes along the way, and by simply including these hacks and changing the order of how you eat, you can dramatically improve your health. If you haven't listened to that full episode, you can find it in the show notes. It was one of our top episodes of this year. Now, today, on today's podcast, we're focusing on one of the hacks that Jesse talked about in our interview, the impact that vinegar, yes, vinegar, can have on curbing glucose spikes. So, ready for the hack? Here's the hack. Having vinegar before, with, or after your meal can significantly blunt your glucose, your blood glucose, and therefore its insulin response, which is critical, by the way. We've done so many episodes on insulin, insulin resistance, with all the different experts that are out there, and blood sugar. So this is critical for preventing insulin resistance and chronic disease. Not that vinegar is the only way to get there. It's just that it's one little simple tip. And I'm going to show you on today's podcast exactly how it works. So in her book, Jesse puts the spotlight on apple cider vinegar, ACV, because it tastes the best when mixed with a tall glass of water. Make sure you drink it with a straw, by the way, right? So we're taking apple cider vinegar. We're taking about, you can build your tolerance up. At this day and age, I will do a tablespoon or two tablespoons, put it into a tall glass of water, and put a little straw inside of it. But honestly, any vinegar will do, including rice vinegar, white vinegar, red wine vinegar, and sherry vinegar. We'll leave balsamic vinegar out because balsamic vinegar is actually filled with a lot of sugar. Nothing wrong with drizzling a little bit here and there on a special occasion, but it's not something that we want to use for this hack today because it's going to end up spiking your blood sugar on accident. So before I get into the protocol and how to integrate this blood glucose hack into your life for maximum benefits, let's first briefly discuss the research and the mechanisms behind why it works. So what does the research say about vinegar and blood glucose and insulin? There's a great deal of research that supports better blood glucose and insulin responses after meals that contain a couple of tablespoons of vinegar. And for the most part, these results are consistent in non-diabetic, diabetic, and people with pre-diabetes. A couple of the papers that I have listed here inside of the show notes and my original newsletter, both from the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the first paper that we have linked to, titled Delayed Gastric Emptying Rate May Be Explained by Improved Glycemia in Healthy Subjects to a Starchy Meal with Added Vinegar. And the other paper that we have linked to inside of the show notes, Effect of Neutralized and Native Vinegar on Blood Glucose and Acetate Responses to a Mixed Meal in Healthy Subjects. All right, so what do these papers find? In a study of healthy individuals, having a couple of tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with a high glycemic meal, something like bagel or juice, and a low glycemic meal, something like chicken, resulted in a 55% lower blood glucose spike than having those same meals without vinegar. Think about that. 55% lower the glucose response simply by having apple cider vinegar. Now, this was compared to the control groups, no vinegar plus a high glycemic meal and no vinegar plus a low glycemic meal. Now, just to clarify this, the blood glucose response was only significant for the high glycemic meal. If you're going to have a lower glycemic meal, although in this case, they did use chicken and rice. So rice is a little bit, sometimes can be spiky, But nonetheless, it seemed that the blood sugar response to apple cider vinegar and that 55% I mentioned was there for a high glycemic meal. Now, in type 1 diabetics, drinking a vinegar beverage before a meal composed of bread, cheese, turkey, orange juice, butter, and a cereal bar, that's a super interesting meal, by the way, resulted in a blood glucose response that was about 20% lower than the placebo group. That's from another paper that we have linked inside of the show notes, and that is from the journal Diabetes Care, and that paper is titled Vinegar Decreases Postprandial Hyperglycemia in Patients with Type 1 Diabetes. Fascinating. In type 2 diabetics, having just one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar daily for a month has been shown to reduce blood glucose and HbA1c levels significantly. And if you're familiar with all the different experts that we've had on the podcast previously, HbA1c, often in your blood report, is generally considered one of the ways to look at your average blood glucose and blood sugar levels over the course of 6 to 8 weeks. Now, that paper was in the Journal of Diabetes and Endocrinology, and that paper was titled The Effect of White Wine Vinegar on Some Blood Biochemical Factors in Type 2 Diabetic Patients. So as you can see, we're starting to really build up the momentum here in terms of the scientific evidence that's there. Similarly, in a smaller study of women with PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, by the way, if you've heard our interview with Dr. Ben Bickman, who is one of the world's experts in insulin resistance, you know that PCOS is deeply tied to insulin resistance and continuously on a regular basis being on the blood sugar roller coaster due to high glycemic meals, not just from sugar in our diet, coming from a lot of refined carbohydrates in our diet and not enough of the healthy fibers and not enough of the healthy fats. So anyways, a small study of women with PCOS showed that drinking apple cider vinegar daily for 3 months resulted in improved insulin sensitivity and hormonal balance. 4 out of 7 women even started menstruating again. Think about that. You know, one of the main reasons that of interruption of fertility, by the way, for those that are not aware, PCOS is one of the biggest contributors to infertility. So the fact that some of the women started menstruating again, 4 out of 7 women, shows you just how important it is to maintain that delicate balance of balanced blood sugar with moderate responses. You know, you're going to eat a meal and your blood sugar is going to go up. The challenge becomes, as Dr. Casey Means has talked about on our podcast before, when you're constantly on that roller coaster of your blood sugar going up from a meal of like a bagel and juice and, you know, oats without any fat and, you know, without any fiber inside of it. And then maybe your oats has oat milk. I had a friend of mine. She was like, I have no idea why my blood sugar is out of control. I said, well, let's talk about what you eat in the morning, you know, and maybe I can refer you to a nutritionist or somebody that can help you, but let's just talk big picture. Said, well, I first start off the morning with gluten-free granola, right? Doesn't have any added sugar. And then I have oatmeal, and I have inside of that oatmeal, I use oat milk, and the oat milk doesn't have added sugar. I said, you know, listen, I know you say it doesn't have added sugar, but we have to look at the total carbohydrates minus the fiber content. In the case of the gluten-free granola, the carbohydrates was super high. Even though it didn't have added sugar to it, it wasn't sweetened addedly. There was some natural sugars that were in there. But on top of that, the carbohydrate content was quite high. And when you take the carbohydrate content minus the fiber, you end up with a term that a lot of people use called net carbs. And that net carbs is essentially going to be treated as sugar intake to the body. Now, we shouldn't be afraid of carbohydrates. We want to get all of our carbohydrates from plant foods that are out there. Those are the carbs that we want. But when we're constantly having high glycemic, high carbohydrate meals without fiber to buffet it, that's when you can see that the gluten-free granola plus the oat milk, which has super high carbohydrate content and very high net carbs. And in the process of manufacturing oat milk, they have to use sugar in that processing to get the fermentation to happen properly, I believe. I'm fact check that and I'll add it in the future. If that's incorrect, any oat milk manufacturers, please correct me on that. Nonetheless, gluten-free granola, oat milk, oatmeal without a lot of healthy fats and protein or fiber. And now all of a sudden you can see that her first meal of the day is going to radically spike her blood sugar and lead to a whole host of issues and crashes later on in the day. So when we eat like that on a regular basis, when our meals are constantly spiking us, that puts us on that blood sugar roller coaster that has a lot of challenging impact on our health long term. Okay, before we continue, I want to give a quick shout out to today's first sponsor, Inside Tracker. I've experimented with every eating approach in the book. I'm talking about raw foodist, vegan, vegetarian, meat eater, you name it, I've tried it. And the truth is, at first, I felt pretty good on all of them until I didn't. The common denominator for all these diets is the fact that they're all made up of mostly whole foods and free from processed foods, which will do anybody good. But after some time has passed, I still didn't feel like I was thriving. I was dealing with some lingering gut issues, endotoxemia, and acne breakouts. Through a bunch of trial and error, I found that following one specific eating style wasn't the answer for me, and maybe it hasn't been the answer for you either. In my personal opinion, I think technology can be a critical part of the solution in helping us figure out what foods are best suited for our own unique genetic makeup. That's why I was super excited when I heard about Inside Tracker. Inside Tracker helps take the guesswork out of living optimally and creates a nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle plan that's personalized. That's the key word, personalized, for you based on your blood work, DNA, and personal preferences. Inside Tracker's cutting-edge technology gives you science-backed recommendations for positive changes to your daily habits. With their app, you can track your progress every day, and they even have an amazing support team to help you with all your questions. Inside Tracker looks at everything from metabolic and inflammatory markers to nutrients and hormones. It even tests your cortisol levels to help you better manage stress, and you have the option to see how your inner age compares to your chronological age. Inside Tracker makes their results easy to understand and provides tips on how to use food first for optimal nutrition. And now you can even connect Inside Tracker to your Apple Watch to unlock deeper, more personalized insights into your health with real-time exercise, resting heart rate, and even sleep data synced with your Inside Tracker plan. You can truly wear your health right on your sleeve. Right now, Inside Tracker is offering my podcast community 20% off. Just go to insidetracker.com/DHRU. That's Drew. insidetracker.com/DHRU to get your 20% discount code and try it for yourself. That's insidetracker.com/DHRU for 20% off. Now, going back to vinegar and today's topic, in addition to blood glucose, vinegar can also improve other metabolic factors. A Japanese study found that drinking a beverage containing 1 or 2 tablespoons of vinegar before meals for 3 months helped overweight patients lose 2 to 4 pounds, and reduced their visceral fat, waist to hip ratio, and triglycerides. Crazy. This is from the journal Bioscience, Biotechnology, and Biochemistry. And it is titled, Vinegar Intake Reduces Body Weight, Body Fat Mass, and Serum Triglyceride Levels in Obese Japanese Subjects. Super fascinating. Okay, and finally, a study that was assigned overweight and obese participants the same calorie-restricted diet, either with or without 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar daily, found that the ACV group lost twice as much weight compared to the non-ACV group. The ACV group, apple cider vinegar group, had also significant reductions in appetite, triglycerides, and total cholesterol, and increased HDL cholesterol. Wild. This is from the Journal of Functional Foods. I need to subscribe to this journal. Journal of Functional Foods. And the paper's titled Beneficial Effects of Apple Cider Vinegar on Weight Management, Visceral Adiposity Index, and Lipid Profile in Overweight or Obese Subjects Receiving Restricted Caloric Diet, a Randomized Clinical Trial. So a couple things, right? This hack isn't a loophole to eat refined carbohydrates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that being said, there's no doubt that adding in vinegar to your meals is a simple way to stay on track when we plan on eating a higher glycemic food to support a more favorable blood glucose response. And I want to say, you know, this literature has been out there for a while. Even Bragg's, the apple cider vinegar company, which, by the way, I think like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom with a consortium of a few other investors ended up buying, and because they were so passionate about apple cider vinegar. Bragg's, which is no affiliation with them, but I love the company, and that's, they're often available, and they have organic apple cider vinegar, and it's usually high quality. You can find it at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. Most, actually even like Safeway, Acme, you know, those places will also carry it as well too. You don't have to go to a specialty store. So a lot of this research was even put out by, was highlighted by the Bragg's Corporation. But I really want to go back to the inspiration behind today's podcast is really the storytelling and the focus by Jessie, the glucose goddess. If you're not following her on Instagram, please check her out. And her book, I swear to you, will be one of the most fun reads that you've picked up this year, How to Be a Glucose Goddess. We have the link to it inside of the show notes in today's newsletter. So I really want to thank and highlight Jessie, because even though some of this research had been out there and people would ping it a little bit here and there, the level that she's incorporated into people who are wearing continuous glucose monitors so they can see the impact. You know, sometimes you read a study and it's not exactly clear to you how that, not that it's not clear, there's a little bit of separation between you and that study. And unless if you're in a lab, it's often hard to see, will you get the same results there? But now, today, because people are wearing things like glucose monitors, and shout out to Levels. I'm an investor inside of the company, Levels Health. We have a link to them in the show notes below. They're a great way to get access to glucose monitors and their app, really. You know, there's plenty of companies that are out there that monitor blood glucose. There's like January Eye, there's NutriSense, there's a few other companies, and hats off to all of them because we need a revolution in this space. But Levels has one of the best software, and the software tells you the foods that you're eating, the impact that it makes personally for you, because also there's another component. Everybody responds to foods a little bit differently. Yes, there are themes that are there. There are themes between people, generally speaking. Like, there's probably not a person that grapes are not going to be, like, an entire bowl of grapes is going to probably, you know, spike everybody. Nonetheless, you want to find that personalization for you. So why I mention this is that you can do these experiments on yourself if you have a glucose monitor. And if you don't have a glucose monitor, and by the way, they're expensive, right? So let's start off with the fact that, you know, the price of them needs to come down over a period of time. So you don't need a glucose monitor to get started on these hacks. That's why I present the research, and I'm borrowing that from Jessie and her book. So let's ultimately make sure that we support Jessie, her book, follow her on Instagram, and follow and pick up her book if you can. All right, we're not done yet. Stay tuned. We're gonna keep covering a few more things that are here. So again, this hack isn't a loophole to eat refined carbohydrates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and sugar all the time. We all know that, but it can help us balance our blood sugar as we go about living life, which is a big part of metabolic flexibility. So what makes vinegar such a potent shield for blocking blood glucose spikes after eating something starchy? That's a great question. So this is how vinegar works. Vinegar works on lowering our blood glucose response through a few different mechanisms. The first one is acetic acid. The acetic acid in vinegar inactivates alpha amylase, an enzyme in our saliva that starts breaking down starch into glucose. This means that vinegar helps curb blood glucose spikes by slowing the absorption of glucose in the body. Additionally, acetate acid also delays gastric emptying, the time it takes for food to travel from your stomach to your large intestines, which slows the carbohydrate absorption and allows more time for glucose to be removed from the bloodstream. Amazing. Acetate acid enhances, this is the second way, the second mechanism, enhances glucose absorption and delivery to our muscle tissue. Our muscles are one of the biggest absorbers and users of glucose inside of the body. So it also encourages our muscles to convert glucose into glycogen, the storage form of glucose, faster than they normally would. But there's one important requirement to take advantage of this. You have to have lean muscle mass. You have to have lean muscle mass. You can also speed up absorbing and the absorption of glucose from the bloodstream by going for a 5 to 10 minute walk after eating a higher carbohydrate rich meal. Eat a bowl of pasta, go on a walk afterwards. It's one of the best things that you can do. All right, the third mechanism, vinegar improves insulin sensitivity, which helps to keep our fasting and post-meal glucose and insulin lower and in the desirable range. Less insulin makes it harder to store fat, lowers inflammation, and reduces the risk of insulin resistance and the overall risk of chronic disease. It also allows us to be more metabolically flexible, so we can easily shift from burning carbs to burning fat for energy. So here's my recommendation on how to incorporate this. Here's how we can try this. And by the way, this was taken from our Try This newsletter, which is a weekly newsletter that I send out every Friday with my team that has one tip, one suggestion that you can take to take your health to the next level. Anybody can sign up for it. It's totally free. Just go to drewperowit.com, link in the show notes, and click on the tab that says Try This. Okay, before we continue with today's Try This, we're going to give a shout out to our second sponsor, Cozy Earth. Considering we spend about one third of our day sleeping, wouldn't it make sense that we spend just a little bit of time creating the right environment for a deep night's rest? Let's talk about bed sheets for a second, and I want to tell you about my dream wish list for everything I want in the perfect set of bed sheets. Number one, comfort, because if that's not there, nothing else matters. Number two, temperature regulation, because we all know that keeping your body in the ideal temperature range at night is super important for a great night's sleep. Number three, non-toxic. Sleep is supposed to support our natural detoxification process. Why the heck would we want to expose ourselves to additional toxins at night? So I'm pretty pumped to tell you about a brand that meets all these requirements and more. Cozy Earth is my go-to when it comes to the most comfortable, temperature-regulating, and non-toxic sheets on the market. Their bamboo sheets are the softest sheets I've ever slept in, and they're hypoallergenic, naturally antibacterial, plus toxin-free. But don't just take my word for it. Oprah Winfrey herself has named Cozy Earth on her top list of her favorite things 3 years in a row. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely Team Oprah all the way. Right now, you can get 40% off Cozy Earth's sheet set, which is the highest discount they've ever offered. Just head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code Drew. That's C-O-Z-Y, Cozy Earth, EARTH.com with the code DHRU, pronounced Drew. And if you're on the fence, by the way, keep in mind that Cozy Earth's sheets come with a 10-year warranty. So today, here's our Try This. Try This. Number one, mix one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar or any vinegar from its listed above. I'm a big fan of apple cider vinegar into a large glass of water. You can drink your vinegar beverage up to 20 minutes before your meal, during your meal, or up to 20 minutes after your meal, and you'll still benefit from its blood glucose and insulin stabilizing effects. Now, the thing about this is that I had a few friends, being Indian, my background from the Vedic tradition and Ayurveda being part of some of the hacks that my family gave me growing up. So my friends in the Ayurvedic space said, we really don't encourage people drinking during a meal. And we'd much rather have them have water, like if they're going to do this hack, have that before, because we don't want to dilute that digestive enzymes. I said, that's valid, right? I don't know too much about the research about that space, but that's valid, right? More water, more liquid would make it a little bit tougher for your body to digest. Theoretically, again, I'm not educated on that topic. So if you adhere to that, just drink your apple cider vinegar before your meal, water before your meal, that's there. Now, one of the things that I want to mention is that you want to do this with a straw. I had many dentists reach out to me when I posted about this on social media and say, Drew, please tell people continuous use of vinegar, if they're going to do it on a regular basis, drinking it straight and that interacting with your enamel can be disruptive to your dental health. So absolutely, please, please, please make sure you let people know that if they're going to do this, do it with a straw. So if you got a straw, please definitely use it. Now, this hack is most useful, not the straw, just apple cider vinegar, before eating a meal or snack that's going to cause a big glucose spike. Think like refined flour, sugar, or sweets. But you can still include it with any meal and experience some of the same glucose stabilizing effects. And again, be sure to pick up a copy of Jessie's book for a ton of recipes that she has inside of there. Here's another way. Do you have to only drink the vinegar? No. You can add vinegar. Number two, you can add vinegar to your salad dressing and eat your salad before eating your carbohydrate-rich food. Simple way to think about this. You're going to a Mexican restaurant and you typically start off with, let's say, you know, chips and salsa. Well, ask for a big salad. Throw some avocado in there, or even throw some guacamole inside of there. So throw some guacamole inside of there and then pour a little bit of vinegar. I have friends that will actually take a little bit of apple cider vinegar with them to restaurants because they know that they're going to add it. And there's not often high quality vinegar when you go out there. But again, most vinegars, except for balsamic vinegar, are going to work. So when you're adding vinegar to a salad with extra virgin olive oil, it can significantly blunt the glucose response after eating a meal that contains carbohydrates compared to a salad with extra virgin olive oil and no vinegar. This was taken, and link inside of the show notes, from a paper also in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. We had mentioned it earlier. Effects of neutralized native vinegar on blood glucose and acetate response to mixed meal in healthy subjects. They were talking about the importance of the vinegar being that mechanism that helped with the stabilizing of the blood glucose and not just the olive oil on its own. Although olive oil, I'm sure healthy quality fat would be helpful, just not as much as the vinegar. If you're having a salad or a non-starchy vegetable with a meal, plan on eating it first with a homemade dressing that has vinegar in it. This is fun and easy. And it's a super simple way to incorporate vinegar to get the glucose benefits while still tasting delicious, your salad, that is. Number three, as I mentioned, some precautions. If you're drinking vinegar as a beverage, drink it with a straw. Number two, on the cautions, if you have acid reflux or gastrointestinal condition, super important. If you have GERD, acid reflux, vinegar consumption may be contraindicated because it could irritate your mucous membranes. Mucous membrane. I drank green tea this morning. I think my mouth is a little dehydrated, so I'm having a difficult time pronouncing certain words. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So if you have acid reflux or if you have GERD, you want to get to the root cause of that, which, by the way, type in functional medicine, acid reflux, type in GERD, acid reflux, and Chris Kresser's got some great articles on this. You can understand why the traditional approach to getting to the root of acid reflux, by the way, I think in my mispronunciation, I said acid reflex with the caffeination inside of my mouth, making everything a tongue twister. But Chris Kresser has a bunch of really great articles that we'll link inside of the show notes as well. Okay, now what about apple cider vinegar gummies or pills? Now, these are not as effective, in my experience, as drinking liquid vinegar because they skip over the crucial step of deactivating our alpha amylase enzymes. Gummies are usually loaded with sugar, and shout out to all the ones that don't have sugar that are out there, and they can cause glucose spikes themselves. That being said, there could be a role for apple cider vinegar gummies and pills for people who prefer not to drink apple cider vinegar directly. If I would give a shout out to anybody, one of our past sponsors, Paleo Valley, has some pills. But again, if there's the choice between the two and you do okay with apple cider vinegar, I'm going to prefer that you drink it in a tall glass of water with a straw. All right, conclusion for today's episode. You can't ACV, apple cider vinegar, your way out of a bad diet. But if you are being intentional about the sweets in your life or are planning on having some high glycemic grains, veggies, and fruits, this hack is super effective for curbing blood sugar, blood glucose, and insulin spikes. And by the way, for a lot of my family members that are not going to change the way that they eat, I often find that hacks like this are great for helping them with where they're at. You know, it's their right. Who says that they have to change what they do? Now, there might be consequences that come with it, but I find for often elderly family members who are just looking for like, hey, what supplement should I be taking? What pill should I take? What food should I add in? I'm not going to change my diet, but what should I add in? And adding in is often easier than removing. This is a simple hack. Having a big fat salad with a lot of greens and good quality fat and pouring some apple cider vinegar or regular vinegar on top of it before you eat whatever you're regularly going to eat. Like in my family, a lot of people like their Indian food. And the Indian food, unfortunately, the way that we have it today, it's very high in refined carbohydrates and often crazy, like added sugars. They'll take a lot of traditional dishes that didn't have sugar in it, and they'll add sugar, especially at Indian restaurants, to things like dal. So that's a great hack for family members who are like, hey, what should I do? And you know, if you're going to drink a large glass of water with a straw and apple cider vinegar inside of it, it's also going to fill you up. You're going to be less hungry. And for most people, they're trying to be mindful about how many calories that they have from especially refined carbohydrates. So this is a great hack for those individuals that are out there. And I love hacks like that because we need to make things more accessible for people. And nobody does that better than Jessie the Glucose Goddess. So be sure to check out her book and check her out on Instagram as well. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, share it with a friend and sign up for our Try This newsletter by going to drewproitt.com/try This link inside of the show notes. I'll see you next week.